I basically want it to be a minor league. I want it to feed players into the NFL. That will give me a reason to keep watching.
The struggling Alliance of American Football is suspending football operations 8 weeks into its inaugural season.
All right, Golic and Wingo here with you, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We're just a few moments away from giving you the winning phrase today that'll get you to come to the NFL draft. It'll be a huge draft experience, lots of things to give away. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're going to give you the phrase in a bit. Just want to let you know that if you win this and there are two grand prize winners, you're going to get a five-day, four-night trip to Nashville. You are a VIP through the whole draft experience. College Game Day's there, NFL Live's there, First Take's there. We're doing two shows. You'll be at both those shows. Meet all the people with the other shows behind the scenes at ESPN's compound, and it is a compound. You're going to get a tour of the green room where all the first rounders are going to be. You're going to watch the draft all 3 days behind the ropes, exclusive NFL viewing area, and you had the Nashville nightlife as
well. Exactly. You've got all that. Like, this is going to change the way you watch the draft forever after that, too, because you go through here, you meet everyone involved, and now every time you watch it, you go, oh, yeah, that's my friend, Mel Kiper Jr.
Exactly right. And no one has worked the draft over his NFL career better than our next guest, six-time NFL Executive of the Year, Bill Polian, now joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. After he co-founded the Alliance of American Football, and of course, they suspended operations yesterday. Bill, thanks for being with us this morning. When did you get the news, and how surprised were you?
Well, we got the news yesterday morning. It wasn't a total surprise because Tom Dundon had been speaking about that for about 2 weeks or 10 days as an option. It's just, you know, it's really sad that we were just on the brink, at least the football people thought we were on the brink of a big breakthrough with the Memphis-San Antonio game leading into the Final Four on national television, a great pennant race in the West, and a very much improved and competitive product on the field. But, you know, Tom, correctly, when he came on board, understood that we had to be a viable business to succeed, pointed that out, again, 100% correctly. We were trying to take steps to get there as quickly as we could, and he was right to ask us to take those steps, but I guess he just felt we weren't getting there quickly enough or couldn't get there quickly enough.
So, Bill, what in your mind before this season even started as you were preparing this wasn't done enough that the AAF is in the position they're in right now?
I think it wasn't a question of what wasn't done. It was a question of did we have enough infrastructure to support the business side well enough to do things efficiently enough to make sure that we were sustainable? That's the bottom line. And that's a function of two things. One, we had to build the infrastructure from scratch. I'm talking about the non-football. The football infrastructure worked perfectly with a couple of small exceptions. The non-football infrastructure was hard, and it still isn't working perfectly. And that was a function of time. Because of a competitor in the marketplace, we had to get in first. We had to cement ourselves with the public as a viable and, most importantly, competitive product, which I think we did and would have done without question would have done over the last 4 weeks. We didn't have the infrastructure to support the business side, and that allowed the costs to get out of control. I'm told it's very typical of startups, that was the central problem. And Tom correctly pointed that out. And as I said, we were taking steps to try to rectify that. And he was right, by the way. He was 100% right in his assessments. And he was good to work with. He was really a breath of fresh air for us, a godsend in many ways, because he was analytical enough to point out problems that needed to be rectified. We just couldn't get it done quickly enough, and that's a shame.
Talking to Bill Polian, former NFL executive and co-founder of the Alliance of American Football. And Bill, that seemed to be it, the timetable once Tom came on board. And a lot of the conversation centering around talks with the NFLPA that we had heard about and this idea of creating a pipeline for those players. Was that something that had come up? And where were you guys in that process in establishing a more concrete connection with the league?
We actually had a meeting. With the NFL, telephonic meeting with the NFL board of directors. Tom and I had conversations with D. Smith. The meeting with the board took place early this week. It was, I thought, terrific and very productive. Again, timing was the issue. Could they make a decision soon enough? Tom felt that the decision, an imminent decision, was something that he needed. I probably was a little bit more liberal on that. I think, you know, it could have waited a while. Actually, they asked that question in the meeting, but that's only a small degree of difference. You know, Tom's the owner, and the first rule of sports is owner's own. And he just felt that we weren't moving fast enough toward viability as a business, and that's his prerogative. I'm just sad that, you know, so many people worked so hard to make this go and we came so close. It's just, you know, it's a shame in many respects, but that's not Tom's fault. As I said, he in many respects, he was a godsend for us because he pointed out things that we needed to do and would have done had we had the time.
Bill Polian with us, Pro Football Hall of Famer, co-founder of the Alliance. Bill, we're running up against the clock here, but in your mind, this is a suspension, or do you think the Alliance is done?
Well, first of all, the word suspension is, you know, you'll have to speak to the lawyers about that. I don't know what that means. You know, there are no football employees left, so if it's going to reconstitute, it's going to have to reconstitute from scratch. That much I know. Beyond that, I really don't know much.
Well, now just going through this experience again, Bill, do you believe a second pro league is something that is viable and can work?
Yes, there's room for only one in the space.
Yeah,
that's clear.
Yeah, Bill, we appreciate the time. We know it's a bittersweet morning for you. We know this was a passionate project for you. We all wanted it to succeed because we like to see players have opportunities to showcase their skills. We really appreciate you being on with us this morning, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Always great to be with you.
No, he's one of the best.
It's a shame. And that's what I had thought. And it was a timing thing. They wanted to be in first before the XFL, and they weren't ready with the infrastructure to be in first and start this year.